3 days until the weddings. Ay, 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 ay.
What is the big date?
Well, we're going to find out.
Excited. What?
Fucking Raven, dude. Here we go.
Gondolas. What?
Our disagreement with the role of family is perhaps one of the first major conflicts Raven and I are having in this whole process.
There we go.
But being in love with Raven is complex. It is not a straightforward road.
They have a fundamental disagreement on a woman's role in the family. Guys, you cannot be with a woman who has... You have to... Listen, there are things that you can disagree on, but you can't disagree on the fundamentals. Least of all, the role of a woman in a relationship. Raven has made it clear to SK throughout this entire series that she is not going to be the wife he wants her to be. Every man wants a wife that's doting, submissive, etc., and Raven and her girls told SK in no uncertain terms, if you're looking for a traditional housewife, you're not going to find it with Raven. You're just not going to do it. There is absolutely no way you're going to find that with Raven. And now Raven is making, she's starting to make a big stink about her mother, about SK's mother and his family bearing down on her because of her lack of traditionalism. This is never, ever going to work. This is never going to work. Even if they walk down the aisle, even if they get married, not going to work. I remember there were people in the comments. There were people in the comments when I was talking about Ayana and Jarrett and about how they're never going to work. I said, Ayana and Jarrett are never going to work. And Germany almost took the lead. Holy shit. Ayana and Jarrett are never, ever going to work. And one bitch in the comments was like, oh, spoiler alert, they get married. I'm like, I don't care. Who gives a shit if they got married? That's not a W. That's not a win. And of course, they were married for about 13 minutes, and then they called it quits. That was all she wrote.
And that's how I like it. The wedding is only days away, and
this is gonna
I'm
be
hoping
bad.
That this date will help reset the, you know, calm, romantic, intimate vibe that Raven and I have been missing.
Ooh, can I see my flowers?
Yeah, of course. Here we go.
Now Raven is laying it on extra thick. Oh, now she's gonna be pretending to swoon. We know Raven has no interest in SK.
We're not basic, we're not simple. Our relationship is deeper, it's complicated. It's very important for me to reassure her that, you know, we're not following anyone's playbook. And
this relationship is not complicated at all. This relationship is not complicated at all. You guys are two different people. SK does not have the requisite experience, and Raven has too much experience. As Apollo pointed out yesterday, she is a pay-per-exchange girl. Real shit. SK has no idea what he's getting himself into.
This is going to be SK and Raven's world, and I love her, and I want her to be my wife. This is cool.
Translation. She's beautiful, and I really want to fuck her. That's the only reason why. This is what Raven is doing. This is what Raven is doing. It is so obvious what she's doing. The reason she's withholding sex has nothing to do with the fact that she's traditional and this and that and the third. No, the reason she is withholding sex is to use it as leverage over SK. You see, if she's fucking him, if she's already given him the ass, in her mind, she's like, well, if I give him the ass, then he doesn't really have to change because he's already getting the pussy. SK doesn't want to marry Raven. He just wants to fuck her, and Raven knows it. Raven knows it. And so she's using the lack of sexual, she's using her sexuality as leverage to get him to do whatever it is she wants to do. Oh, I'm not going to cook and clean. And then of course SK has to say, oh, no, you don't have to cook and clean. Your family is getting on me about not cooking and cleaning, not having stew in the house. No, that's okay. We don't have to go by anybody else's playbook. That's what this is. Raven is withholding sex as a means to an end. Oh, that's so sweet. This bitch is so fucking fake.
Your wedding.
I'm looking forward to like more dates like this.
Yeah.
Even like when you come visit me in school.
When you come visit me in school.
Plan out our whole weekend.
Oh my god.
You're still gonna have to study.
Not every time. I mean,
see, you're still gonna have to study. Yeah, she doesn't want him paying attention.
Maybe I'll study when you fall asleep.
True.
Does it look like Raven? Dude, does it look like Raven wants to marry this dude? It's so obvious.
Our whole weekend.
You're still gonna have to study.
Watch. Look at this bitch's face.
Maybe I'll study when you fall asleep.
True.
She's like, true.
You know, selfishly, I don't want you to go. I'm like, I wish you could just
stop the cap.
She doesn't, dude. Listen to this bitch. Come on.
Let's go to a program in Dallas. But I get it.
It'll be worth it.
It will be. I totally agree. It will be worth it. I mean, as long as you know, like, it's still what I want is still important to me too.
To me,
yeah. What she wants, what Raven wants, is to continue being a hoe, or rather, a whore. That's what Raven is, guys. Raven is a whore. That's just it. Raven's a whore. She is pay for play. Colleen's a slut. Raven's a whore. The difference between sluts and whores: whores don't fuck for free. Sluts do. That's the only difference.
A question, like, I have to adopt your dreams too now. Like, it's our dreams.
Thank you. Want some salad?
Yes, please.
Oh, let's look at that. Oh, look at that. Want some salad. Oh, now all of a sudden she wants to cater to her man. This is all for show, guys.
We love a Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
You did not say mm-hmm. You're so good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bone apple teeth.
This bitch is stupid.
Instead
oh, see.
Of bone appetite, it's bone apple teeth.
This is funny. Raven's actually trying to be funny.
I think one of the biggest things I love about you is, like, as much as you have, like, a serious side.
Yeah.
You also have, like, a fun, goofy side.
Yeah.
You know, I am the square. You're, like, not the square. You have, like, both. And, I mean, I also kind of...
No, Raven ain't no goddamn square. Raven's a hoe. Apollo says, I'll bet any amount of money Raven never visits him at school. Oh, no. She's not visiting this dude at school. Hell no. Nope.
So, yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, balance.
Kyle says, how long ago did this start? This started just now. You have not missed anything.
I like a lot of things about you. I love a lot of things about you.
I love a lot of things about you. Here we go.
I love your ambition, your thoughtfulness, the way that you, like, thoughtfully articulate yourself is amazing to me, because I feel like I don't have that quality as much as you do.
This
you
is
know?
All fluff.
And, like, you're very patient. I love that. I'm not patient at all.
I know.
Thank you. And I think that's really what it's about, is having a partner that, like,
balances you out
and makes you better.
This is all fluff. This is all fluff. It's all just babble.
Have you ever caught yourself, like, just sitting there and just envisioning what our future together will be like?
No, she is not. Raven's going to lie and say that she does, but she doesn't. Or at least she doesn't do so. She doesn't do so in such a way. She doesn't do it the same way SK does. Right? Again, we say this all the time, guys. Men, we are the true romantics. Women are the pragmatists. We say all the time, women don't have the ability to reason and rational. Yes, they do. Women can reason and be just as rational as men. Especially when it comes to mate selection. Oh, they are reasonable as a motherfucker. Now, they are governed by their emotions. They are governed by their emotions for sure, but when push comes to shove, if women have to be rational, they can be. They absolutely can be. You see, when they're young and hot, they don't have to be rational. They don't have to be reasonable. Oh, it's getting physical. They don't have to be rational or reasonable. But when they get, up around SK's age, 27, 28, 29, 30, that's when the epiphany phase hits, and that's when they start using that being reasonable and not being governed by their emotions. The older women get, the more pragmatic they get. There it is. Yeah, see? Look, watch. Look, this is so obvious. She's laying, watch.
Have you ever caught yourself like just sitting there and just envisioning what our future together would be like?
Yeah.
That's Cap.
Stop the Cap.
She's like, yeah. And SK is asking, do you ever sit there and wish upon a star and wonder what our future will be like? And Raven's like, yeah, I'm going to be fucking dudes here in Dallas and you're going to be in California. You'll be none the wiser.
I remember you once told me.
And Germany just took the fucking lead. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what do you imagine in 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I see kids in the picture. Family. Same. You know, like, I've always dreamed of, you know, a happy family, you know.
Look,
my family.
Look at her.
For my family.
Look, guys. Body language.
It's like home.
This is body language 101. Watch.
I remember you once told me, I have good imagination or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, what do you imagine in 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I see kids in the picture.
Family. Same.
You know, like, I've always.
Look, watch. See? She's not engaged in this conversation at all. She's just giving lip service. Watch.
You know, a happy family.
She doesn't care. Look. Look. Looking in another direction. Yeah. Look. Yep. And of course she looked at the fucking camera. Of course she looked at the camera.
It's in the picture.
Of course she looked at the camera.
You know, like, I've always dreamed
watch.
Of, you know, a happy family.
This bitch never misses an opportunity to look at the fucking camera.
Protect my family.
There it is. There it is. That, dude, she never misses an opportunity to look at the camera, dude.
You know, to me, family is like, it's like home. You know, family, a really good place with our careers. I see a lot of money.
A lot of money? I love that for us.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, yeah, a lot of money. I love that for us. There it is. There it is. There it is, man.
I see a lot of money. I just feel like, you know, like a happy, healthy relationship. I can't wait to make more memories with you.
This fucking guy.
One of the biggest things I'm looking forward to. I really can't wait till I show you the world.
Oh my God. This fucking dude. This is, guys, this is going nowhere. It's so funny. Look, she can barely fake it. Watch the, oh my God, watch.
I really can't wait till I show you the world. You know, like, just take you like everywhere.
Watch this kiss. Look at this. Look, do you see how quick the kiss is? She's like, mwah. See ya.
Thank you. I feel like, I don't know, in my life before, I was just always.
She's about to tell on herself.
Just attracting people that I wasn't emotionally compatible with. Like, I feel like I've never reached this level with anyone.
Oh boy.
And that's why I'm like, to me, there's no doubt you're the one. Like,
oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There is no doubt you're the one, she says. This is such Cap. Oh, my God. Dude, Raven is going to use this dude. Raven is going to get her hooks in this motherfucker, and she is going to drain him. She found her sucker, man. She found her sucker.
I think my relationship with SK has grown a lot. There are things that we kind of have to overcome because he's going to be gone for 2 years, because we do have some different ideas, because we're literally from two different continents. But no, there's no doubt in my mind that I love SK. We have like a really great bond and really great connection. He just makes me like happy.
He makes me happy.
And comfy.
Listen, look at this.
It's like a good feeling I look at SK.
This is just absolute, this is nonsense. It is so obvious this bitch is not into this nigga. It's insane. It's insane.
I feel great about this. Not about leaving, but about like, you know, the future. And, you know, I've never really had any reason to like not believe in us. I feel like if I had to do this, again, I would still be like, you know, like, she believed in me.
Oh, my really? God. Oh, my God.
I feel the same way.
I always talk about, like, the fact that we were able to get to this.
Guys, I apologize for the lagging. I think we all know who is behind this. That's just how it is. This is how it is, guys. This is, we're thinking, oh, maybe it's tech support, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. No, we know who's fucking with the website. So please be patient as we get tech support on this, guys.
Very guarded space.
Yeah.
You know, with me that, you know, not a lot of people have been able to get to. To me, that was like all the proof I needed, you know.
Oh my God.
But I'm the one.
Yeah.
No, all the proof he needed was those tits. That's it.
I love that.
Look, they literally just showed us the exact same kiss. That one, Carla says, dude, when a girl goes, aw, to a dude trying to be romantic, I cringe so hard. If I try something and hear that, I gotta get out of Dodge. Real shit. Real shit. Adult women don't go, aw, when they're really swooning. No, that's teenagers. When I was a teenager, all my girlfriends, aw, da, da. But dude, Raven's a grown-ass fucking woman talking about, aw. And she thinks she's fooling us by making us think that she actually wants to be with this dude. She wants nothing to do with SK except for his money.
It's bad.
This is cringe, dude.
I love that.
Ew! Grapevine, Texas.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, wow. Dude, I love aquariums.
Stingrays.
Have you ever swam with stingrays before?
No.
No?
No. Swim with manta rays? God damn, Germany just scored again. Fuck.
Oh my goodness, you're missing out.
Oh my God.
I feel like a child again. How cool is this?
Oh, shut up.
I think we're here.
Stop.
We made it.
Wow, this is so cool. Look at this. They're gonna have dinner in a fucking aquarium.
No, this is so cute. No, you're so cute.
You hungry?
I'm starving.
Yeah, Stingray killed Steve Irwin for sure.
You got me flowers, babe.
Of course. I didn't know what your favorite flower was, though.
I don't have one. No.
You know, you've been putting in a lot of effort.
Man, this is really...
For our few little, I don't want to say fights. I'd say a little bit of stirrups that we've had.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to put a little effort in. Show you that it is kind of being reciprocated, you know, just that I am here for you, and I don't want me to be the only one that's felt the effort, felt the energy. I want you to feel it too, you know. So it's got to be both ways. You know?
Yeah. Well, I feel like in Malibu it was like I was like, oh, he's all there, and then I think a lot of like I think the real world just like kind of like hit.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's part of it. As fuck, Germany almost scored a fifth goal. Goddamn. Like, we can talk about Malibu all we want to. They can talk about Malibu all they want to. We know. We know why shit got real. We know why shit got real.
And kind of like took you back a little bit, but like you still felt the same way.
Yeah.
You just like weren't able to like express it. But like tonight, I'm just like, oh, okay, he's still there.
And I don't want you to wonder. I don't want you to wonder where I'm at. I want you to know.
Oh, that's a big mistake.
I want you to know that I'm on the same level as you.
Well, thank you.
So we're here.
Yeah, there comes a time in every relationship where you do have to, you don't give a woman verbal assurances, but you don't tell a woman, I'm not going nowhere, right? Don't tell her, I'm not going nowhere. Like, oh, I'm going to be with you no matter what. No, never, ever tell a woman this. One thing that Devin can tell you is that she always knows where she stands with me. It's never, if I'm feeling some type of way, I just go to her and be like, yo, check this out. We got to talk. Or I'm going to talk and you're going to listen. That's it. I'm going to talk and you're going to listen. She knows where we stand. Dude, she knows exactly where I stand every minute of every hour of every day. She knows. She knows what's up. But there's a big difference in letting your woman know where you stand with your actions and giving her constant verbal reassurances. Every once in a while, your woman is going to comfort test you. Don't. There's nothing wrong with your woman being just a little bit uncomfortable.
Let's talk about the now then. Let's talk about, we got a big decision coming up. Could you see the rest of your life with me? Legit, seriously. Seriously.
Okay, none of this
other stuff around, like for real. Could you see the rest of your life with me?
I just like, I don't know if shit hits the fan, if like you'll still be there.
Here we go. I don't know if shit hits the fan, you'll still be there. When she talks about shit hitting the fan, she is grouping in what she's done with things that are outside of your control. There are things that happen that are bad for relationships that are just outside of your control. It happens. It is what it is. There's no getting around that. There's no getting around that. It is what it is. I don't know what else to tell you. But what she's talking about, or what we know she's talking about, is the fact that, pardon me, is the fact that she has violated Matt's trust on at least two different occasions. And the fact that she continues to try to cover this up with stuff like this lets us know that, hey, you know what? I think Colleen knows that she ain't the wife type, man. She could be, but she knows herself. That's it. Yeah, Devin says, shit hits the fan equals you find out about my past. Man, I'm trying to tell you, dude. I think that Colleen is saying to herself, I'm not going to be able to get away with shit with this guy. And it's not that, the thing is, I don't think women set out to hurt men on purpose, right? Only sociopaths and all that. Only bitches like that. Like, you know, dark triad bitches. Whatever the case may be. Those are the types of bitches that are always trying to hurt people. But those women are very, very few and far between. But women like Colleen, they don't set out to hurt anybody. But they've got promiscuous proclivities. And Colleen knows herself. She wants to know, and dude, she picked the wrong one. She probably wants a guy who's going to kind of turn and look the other way when it comes to these kinds of characteristics, behaviors, and habits. That's what's really got Colleen a little bit spooked, because both times she stepped out of line a little bit, Matt lost his mind, as he should have. Matt shouldn't even be here, because Colleen does not deserve Matt.
I just don't know.
Yeah. It's a valid point, you know? Maybe it's me not being able to express my feelings as much as you have to me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. I might not be that good at expressing my...
This is not good. Colleen is... Look.
Yeah.
Because I've been shut out for so long. Yeah. I was an open book. And then I got completely cut off, burnt up.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's hard for me to... It's hard for me to do that again. So if you're not feeling that same way, maybe it's because it's tough for me to do. I don't know. If you feel like I'm not there for you right now, then tell me.
I'm like going through a lot. I'm just like
going through,
you know, internally, like just like kind of like circling around, like constantly like questioning myself, questioning us.
If we don't know, we're not taking a leap of faith. You have to know to get married.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Matt's letting her know, hey man, you're either all in or not.
Love is enough for marriage?
No.
If I love you, then shouldn't it be enough?
No, doesn't matter. It's not.
You know, I honestly, like, I am like, no bullshit. Like, I am torn with that question. Like, why shouldn't it be?
No, it doesn't matter what it should or shouldn't be. Love is not enough for marriage. Love is not enough for marriage. Kyle says this is why she's single. No, Colleen is single because she's a hoe. Colleen's single because she's a hoe. Her parents told us, yeah, she'll have a guy around for a couple of days or for a few months, and then they're gone. Colleen goes to the club. She flirts with other guys at pool parties. Guys, we know Colleen is a hoe. That's a dude. She switches up. She's a branch swinger. That's what she does.
I could wake up tomorrow and be like, well, fuck, no, it should be. I'm like so there, but I'm so not at the same time.
Yeah, this is her. Now, this is Colleen trying to manipulate Matt. She wants him to be okay with her being able to do whatever it is she wants to do and him just keep his mouth shut. Matt handled the very first situation correctly. He started to handle the second situation correctly, although we don't know what happened with that confrontation. We don't know, but that's what we're dealing with here.
Every day it's different. I just don't know.
Yeah.
But I do know how much I love you.
Colleen, stop playing games.
No, I'm not playing games.
Tell me how you feel.
I just...
Say it.
No, I just...
Say it.
No.
Say it.
I just...
Say it.
Right now...
See?
No.
There it is. Matt's learning. He's learning to read body language. She gave him the lip service. Oh, I love you and da 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 da. But Matt just told her, hey, look, man, we're getting married in three days. Like, you're either in or out. And Colleen's like, nope, sorry. Because Matt knows, dude. Matt knows. He's not stupid. Kyle says she wants to be single with marriage benefits. Well, yeah. Don't they all? This might be toxic. Okay, Kyle says I meant because she checks out of relationships quick. Yeah. She wants to be a city girl. Yeah. That's definitely why she's single. I mean, that's a very good point. Of course, this is why most women are single, because they get bored. And a lot of women mistake. They mistake stability for boredom. They think, I just don't feel the way I used to. This relationship is boring. No, it's stable. That's it. King Life makes a good point here. He says, Matt might come off as angry to the uninformed, but he's being extremely rational. Yeah, I mean, dude, Matt's got a few in him. Matt's kind of a hothead, right? And he likes to get turned up, this and that and the third, but he knows what the fuck he's talking about. And Japan and Spain. Oh, so Costa Rica's out. Oh, Costa Rica would have advanced. Oh, well. I just wanna feel what they all talk
about. You wanna get some food?
Yeah.
Come.
Thanks. Oh my gosh.
Is that yours?
You need to bless our food, babe.
Okay, you're right. God, thank you so much for my fiance and a wedding right around the corner. I thank you for your creation and how beautiful this lake and this boat and this moment is. I thank you for my beautiful fiance, and I just pray that
that food looks good
with us and give us peace and hope every day until the day of our wedding. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Love you. You're so red.
So red.
Yeah, I just can't leave you like that.
Ladies, pro tip, ladies, buy blowjob proof lipstick, man. Like, I don't know why anyone would wear lipstick. I don't know why women wear lipstick that just comes off on everything. It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm like really loving this moment with you right now.
You are.
I think it's the lipstick. Why do you look so good tonight?
Wow.
Because he's horny?
Okay.
It's your lipstick choices, babe. This is the problem. Well.
This is all bad. Oh my God, this is all bad.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Oh. Kiss me. Give me that lipstick.
You're going to get it all over your mouth. You seriously just executed.
That's what these napkins are for.
I know, but you're also moving it around my mouth.
Wow, that is just absurd.
I knew.
King Life says you might need to make it. What are you talking about? You gotta let me know what you're talking about there,
there
King
potential
Life.
Potential in here. I mean, obviously you're a good man anyway, but potential for like husband material, and I've just seen a lot more of it lately.
Fucking Zenab, you know, I've just seen you've really been improving lately. Fuck out of here, man.
So stressful.
You do stress me out quite a bit, but I love you enough to deal with it.
Are you stressed to call me your husband?
No.
Of course not. She's fucking 31.
Each day I feel like I love you a little bit more. And each day I'm like, ooh,
Sherry's berries.
Each day I'm like, you like slowly slide into like husband instead of like fiance. And I feel like I understand you better each day, and that enables me to be like a better fiance to you.
I believe that, because it seems like each day we are meshing better together and we're fighting less and we're understanding each other more. I really haven't ever been with someone who, like, cares and is as intentional as you are with me. I'm telling you now, I'd re-propose to you right now, knowing what I know
now. You would re-propose?
I would re-propose to you.
Knowing, even though I nag.
Oh, Cole. You see how idealistic men are? We're all like this when we're in our, you know, early to mid-20s. We haven't been burned enough for long enough to realize that this just doesn't exist.
A little, but it's playful. Just don't keep
me waiting. Oh, King Life says the lipstick. You might need to make a come-off-proof lipstick. No, it exists, my friend. Blowjob-proof lipstick absolutely exists. It's expensive, but it exists. Kyle says Cole is a sitting duck. Kyle says Cole is a sitting duck. Yeah, Cole is a sitting duck, and so is SK. They're both sitting ducks. Bartiste, not so much. I don't think he is. Dude, Zenab is going to make this dude. Zenab is going to fucking turn this dude's life upside down. She is such a fucking bitch. Like, is she never not bitchy? Oh my God, give me a break. Yes, Wonderskin on Amazon, $30. Oh, Brennan rides a motorcycle. How about that? All right, so Brennan's officially a badass. He's got a fat bitch on his motorcycle.
Look at that
shot, man. Oh, look at that. Congratulations.
Oh, babe. It's our last big date. Before we get hitched. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Apollo says she will nag Cole to death. Nah, Cole will be the fuck up out of there before that happens. But yeah, you're probably right.
Excited, babe. I love you.
Love you, baby. Wake up next to this every day. You sure?
Hell yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah?
Very certain. 100% certain. Like, crazy amount of certain. I'm really, really excited.
She's like, wait.
What are you most excited about?
Wait till I pull the pin on the fat bomb. Wait, what?
Marrying you. I'm excited to like profess my love to the world for you.
Kyle says Zenab is the chick who winds up dead in the ocean after a tragic boat accident. No foul play suspected. Actually, I think that's probably a little closer to Raven. It's a little closer to Raven. SK might fuck around and chop this bitch up to pieces, like real shit.
Love you.
Love you, baby.
I'm really excited.
Very excited.
Oh, babe. Oh, his last name is Lemieux. How about that? Oh, that's cool. Yeah. His name is Brennan Lemieux.
I love you, baby.
I'm really excited.
Very excited.
Alexa Alfea and Brennan Lemieux. Yeah, that's his last name. How about that?
Oh, babe.
I just want to, like, say this. I'm completely in love with you.
I love you, too. Oh, my God, it's real.
I want to spend every day of my life trying to make you happy in any way I can. Will you marry me?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I was so nervous.
Oh my God, like, wow.
This right here, I don't like. I don't like it when a bitch grabs, like, when a bitch tries to grab my face like that, it makes me think she's like a fat girl. Like, only the fat girls grab something that's like a piece of cake. It's weird. Look how big her hands are. Ay, ay, ay. Apollo says, Alexa's constant need for validation would irritate me to no end. Yeah, this is one of the drawbacks. This is one of the many drawbacks of dating a fat girl. She's going to be insecure, and she's going to need that reassurance. She's going to need that validation all the fucking time. And I don't have that kind. I don't have that kind of. I don't have that kind of. No. Mm-mm.
I was really excited for that moment.
I was sweating like a motherfucker.
Life is just better with Alexa around. This food tastes better. Sky's bluer sometimes.
Ew.
Grass is greener.
Aww.
If for any reason she does say no at the altar, I'll definitely be very sad. Like, I want her to be happy. Even
if
she chooses.
Even if it's not with me. Fuck out of here.
I just.
Never ever say that to a woman. I want to see you happy even if it's not with me. Fuck that. I don't want to see you happy if you don't pick me. Bitch, I hope you're fucking miserable. Fuck all that.
Obviously, I hope that's me.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Aww.
That was quite a love story. How do you think it ends?
Have you ever seen the movie? Have you ever seen the movie Runaway Bride? What?
Yeah, Runaway Bride. Alexa, sweetie, you're not going to be doing any running. Sweetheart. Alexa hasn't run since she was in elementary school, guys.
Watch that happen. Plot twist.
Yeah.
They don't know how, like, my mindset's going to be the day of. Like, I'm gonna be very excited, but I don't know if I'm going to be, like, incredible.
These fucking bitches. I swear to God. Dude, Alexa does not deserve Brennan. Colleen does not deserve Matt. Zeynep does not deserve Cole yet. They all feel the need to give their men report cards. But then they like to turn around and say, well, I'm not 100% certain. Yeah, break, dude.
Kind of like a state of, like, shock, you know?
Okay.
Where it's like.
As in yes or no.
You no.
Go away. So you should just prepare two speeches and then, like, just pick it up. I get nervous that it's like, she's 100% faking it. It's because I never thought anyone was going to get my sense of humor. Never thought I was going to, like, be able to relate with somebody as far as just being able to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, scale of 1 to 10, there's a little bit of leeway.
Oh, God.
You're like an 80, Marion.
Oh,
like,
boy.
Still saying yes?
Now who needs validation? Oh, these two.
Like, 80-ish?
I'm really like, it's like 64.
Yeah? No way. Like, we're on the plus side? I'm just kidding.
If I had been told, like, before this, that I would be getting engaged after like 9-10 days, I really think that I like would have been like, no, like, it's like not real, you know?
This is all fluff. I don't know.
I never thought that I would like be
not really sure.
Like, legitimately in love. Like, it's kind of funny. Like, obviously amazing, but it's just like, if I like really think about it, I'm like, what the fuck?
Exactly. No. Love you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot watch them kiss anymore. I can't do it. That's worse than fucking. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not as bad as Usman and Lisa. Oh, my God. Usman and Lisa? Oh, no. Couldn't handle it. Ooh, could not handle it. Wow, look at this place.
I've never ate a rib before.
What?
You eat the ribs first?
This bitch ain't never had ribs. Oh, no. Sorry. As Devin fishes out. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I could not, dude. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't hear it. I couldn't. No. Mm-mm. Couldn't do it. Could not do it. Oh, my God. Oh, that was so fucking gross.
I'll show you what we do.
Baby, it's grab the bones. Cat. It's the bones.
Well, you
for
can
me.
Take it off the bone. Look, look, look. It should be soft enough. Oh, that's a bite right there. I'm going to say this in the order I don't normally say it. Swallow. Open your mouth. There you go. Come on.
Watch her face about to light up. Look, there it is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Now, what you guys are seeing, what you guys are seeing is Nancy's life has changed. Bartice just changed Nancy's life. This bitch has never eaten ribs before. Look at her fucking face. Yo, the bitch looks 10 years younger. Oh, my God. Look at her. Look at her face. She's like, oh, my God. Holy fucking shit. You can just tell. Oh, you can absolutely tell. Dude, she is enchanted. It's going to be real hard for Bartice to get rid of her now. Here we go.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's good.
Coming into this experiment, I learned relationships are hard. I learned that they're never going to be perfect, no matter how much you want them to be. And you're going to have to work through them. And you have to literally give it your all every freaking day if you want marriage to work. I love Nancy. I've loved Nancy since the beginning of this process. I'm very happy with our relationship right now. And I continue to love her. I want to continue to give her my all. And I see her as being, yes, the person for me forever. How she pulls all my emotions out of me and makes me feel comfortable sharing literally everything with her makes her both my best friend and a great potential wife.
Yeah. Oh, he hedged. He hedged again. He said a great potential wife. How can I put this? Devin knows just about everything about me that there is to know. She knows. She knows. When you're if you're with someone long enough, if you're with someone long enough, yeah, at some point you're going to you're oh my God, there's another Transformers movie?
I don't want to change any part of our story that we've been through.
Yeah.
And that was the power of literally you just making me realize you felt like the guy you were in love with isn't in love with you anymore. And then you told me that, and that scared me. And then I was like, holy shit, I had to take a step back and be like, what the hell should I do? How do I show her? I can tell her all day and all night that I love her.
Well?
What do I do to show her? Because talking a big talk, my dad's great at that. And my mom would always say, oh, he has great intentions. Mm-hmm. Right? I know I have great intentions.
And the potential, yeah.
Right, and then just like, where can I show you that those intentions are coming to fruition? Right, those intentions I have to make you feel like the most special girl in the world.
How do I? Here we go.
Of course, I want that for you. Right, but how can I be the best at showing that to you? Because you have given me the opportunity. I just had to capitalize on it. I'm glad that you had the tough conversation that needed to be had, because it's not our first one. It's not our last one. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have plenty more. So we know how to handle them now.
Yeah.
So from that, we've both grown. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one that's grown here.
And she discovered ribs.
We've grown together, though. That's the beauty of this.
And I think that's the one thing that I've said this before. I'm just glad that I picked the perfect guy. And every day, like, you show me more and more, like, why I chose you.
Dude, Nancy is so lucky to be with Bartice, dude. Like, Bartice is going to alpha widow this chick.
I'm happy that you see that. It's cool to get back to the, like, fairy tale, like, butterflies, like.
Yeah.
Jeree Raven says, do we think Bartice is trying to talk her out of attraction to him? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so.
You aren't just some guy that I fell in love with. Like, you are the guy that I want to spend the rest of my life with.
That's it. Bartice is the best Nancy will ever do. And that is the real reason why Nancy is quote unquote in love with Bartiz. She knows it. She knows that she is never, and women know when they've maxed out. Women know when they've maxed out. She knows that Bartiz is the best she will ever do. It's probably the best she's ever done, to be honest with you. He's young, he's ambitious, he's smart, he's in great shape, he's a good-looking dude. He's got a beard. I mean, what's not to like? Of course she knows he's the one.
Keep me from loving you.
Baby, I love you. You know that? That was big. That was big to hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you see a new me, and that's going to be the husband that you get. That's a promise, baby.
God damn, dude. Dude.
Oh, wow. He fucking smiling so much right now.
Poor baby. Guys, I don't understand. Like, we're all fairly certain that Bartiz is not going to marry this broad, right? Like, we know Bartiz is not marrying this heifer. We know this. We know this to be true. And if we're sticking with that, then Bartiz is really painting himself into a corner. He really is.
This is the main course.
The main course. I want them ribs, dude. Yeah, man, I might have to order me some ribs tonight for dinner. The fuck is he making? Is this Brussels sprouts? We got... Oh, look at this guy.
Make me proud. Oh, that's hot.
Hey.
So Cole can cook, huh?
Oh, is someone making food?
Yes, you must immediately cut this sweet potato fry.
Hi.
So I'm making chicken, broccoli, sweet potato fries, and Brussels sprouts.
Oh, wow.
What kind of question is that? Of course I want some wine.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is that soap? I'm excited you're finally cooking for me. You said you were going to for so long.
It's the effort that counts.
Good. Oh, boy.
Sounds good.
At least she's helping.
Can I have a stemmed glass?
Yeah.
Please? Thank you. So, fun fact.
I think Devin and I have this exact knife set.
You put white wine in a stemmed glass because a hand around this warms it up. So you drink white in a stemmed
glass. Oh, I've heard of this before. Let me ask you guys something, because I drink red wine. Like, I'm a red wine guy for sure. I think I've tasted white wine. I've had it a few times, but I love red wine. Like, oh my God, something about red wine is just, it's fabulous. It is absolutely fucking fabulous. But I like my red wine at room temperature. Right? Does anybody else drink their wine at room temperature? Because I can't drink wine when it's cold. You know what I mean? Dre Raven says, is it a red flag that Zenab knows this? No. I've actually heard this. I've heard the stem versus the stemless. I've heard that before, but yeah, you're right. Zenab will probably critique his cooking. But no, it's not a red flag that she knows this. Every woman should know this, really. Yep, that's about, yep, there you go, Kyle. Yep. That's about how, dude, oh my God. Dude, I'll put away a bottle of wine. I'll put away a bottle, easy.
Sophisticated man, after all these lessons on wine, what can I say?
So RP Shadow likes chilled red wine? Okay.
Aren't the potato fries gonna take ages?
Here
yeah,
we
we'll eat them after.
Here we go.
What are you doing to this chicken?
Here we go.
Three at the same time.
Oh, I did it!
Perfectly flipped.
Why don't that you just miraculous. Use like tongs or something?
Oh my God, this bitch has a problem with everything! Dude. Oh my God. So now we're gonna start. Okay, so the red, so, you know, the stem glass, I get it. That was the rule. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe Zenab has turned a corner. Let's go ahead and count the critiques. Let's count the nags.
Can I have a stemmed glass?
Yeah.
That one, Carla says, I don't drink any alcohol. I prefer my existential suffering. I don't. I don't. Dude, I will drown my sorrows. I will drown my sorrows in a bottle of wine or a bottle of cognac.
Thank you.
King Life says, I like my wine room temperature if it's dry and cold when it's sweet. Yeah, I guess you're right. But I'm a dry wine type of guy. I'm not a sweet wine guy. Sweet wine gives me headaches. Watch, check it out.
So, fun fact, you put white wine in a stemmed glass because a hand around this warms it up. So you drink white in a stem so you don't touch it.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. And that white wine does look like it's chilled. It does look like it's chilled. It looks like it's cold.
What can I say?
You started the chicken early. Aren't the potato fries going to take ages?
There's one.
Yeah, we'll eat them after everything. That's how I always do it.
What are you doing to this chicken?
There's two. Here we go.
How do you flip three at the same time?
Oh, I did it!
Perfectly flipped.
Why don't you just use like tongs or something?
There's three.
Because that was more cool.
You like literally flipped it. Do you have it?
And then you're looking for this?
There's another.
Yeah, why aren't you holding it where the raw bit is?
Oh my god. Oh my god, dude.
You've been hired.
This was meant to be you cooking for me, babe.
What do you charge per hour?
This is a very white, not seasoned piece of chicken.
There's another! Oh my god, this bitch is fucking crazy! Dude, Nancy. Zenab nags so much, like, it doesn't even upset me anymore. It doesn't upset me anymore because this is who she is. It's incredible.
Please season it.
All right.
There's another one.
We don't need any more on this side.
Nope. Oh my god.
This needs 3 minutes.
Oh, that's hot.
It's steaming. Please don't burn the top of your mouth. What are these?
Oh, you found my, check this out. I forgot to tell you.
Oh my yes!
Gosh, with cooking chicken.
Yes.
What is wrong with you? Thank you.
Are you mad?
I'm not mad.
Dude, Cole has some growing up to do. This dude, I don't know what the fuck that was. It looks like a ping pong ball gun or something. He shot it right at her. He shot it right fucking at her. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you. Oh my god, this dude. Now she's putting her hair up.
You don't know how to have fun.
Do you want some garlic salt?
There it is. Did you hear that? You don't know how to have fun. There it is.
I want you to be
you
less stress. Ratty.
There you go.
Miss.
I think you should pick your words very carefully.
Or what?
Winning day will be here.
See, Cole has no problem calling her out on this. Cole has absolutely no problem calling out this behavior. But he doesn't punish her. He doesn't punish her for her incessant nagging. He'll call her out on it, but he jokes about it. Dude, that one, Carlos. Bingo. Right on cue. Says, dude, punish that behavior. I could never deal with that girl, let alone someone who's going to be my wife. Dude. And again, Cole is young. He's only 25. He doesn't know what it's like to confront a woman. He doesn't know what it's like to go into a confrontation with a woman, know that you will piss her off, and be okay with the fact that she's pissed off. He's got no clue. He has no earthly clue how to deal with that. And we'll give it to him because he's young, but this is the difference between women and men, guys. This is why women run circles around us. They figured out a lot quicker than we do. Holy shit.
Really soon.
Are you wearing a black dress?
Yeah, mourning my singledom.
You would think that there'd be a lot of excitement and energy going into your wedding day. It just seems like I'm getting two different versions of Zenab. There'll be one day where I wake up and she's madly in love with me, and there'll be another morning where she has all these issues and I'm just confused because it's just hard to get a read on where she's really at. I don't want to force something into place.
It's possible. it is possible that Zenab, just based on what he just described, it's possible she could have bipolar disorder. Like, she could have, like, been not crazy. I mean, and guys, there's more than one bipolar. A lot of guys like to say, oh, she's bipolar or she's BPD, borderline personality. There are very, very few women with borderline personality disorder. There are very, very few women like that. But people here, they come to the rep, oh yeah, she cheated on me, she's BPD. No, she's not. She's a hoe and you didn't know how to handle her. But what Cole just described is a woman who's bipolar. Like, one day she's hot, the next day she's cold. And yes, it is true that women are never chemically identical from one day to the next. They're just not. That's how they are. But just because their body chemistry is constantly changing doesn't mean they go through these kinds of mood swings. That's the way this works. So, pardon me. And Kyle says, Cole looks like he hasn't slept in 5 days. Yeah, I think that's maybe the look he's going for. But I think Cole is out, man. Cole wants to marry a woman who is excited to marry him. And it's almost as though Zenab is kind of, she looks at it as doing him a favor. Devin says, or she has some kind of a mood disorder. Dude, there's definitely something going on, man. There's definitely something mental. This doesn't mean that Zenab is a bad person. But dude, her incessant nagging, I couldn't handle it, dude. I could never handle it.
Thanks for cooking, babe. I tell you, I don't like Brussels sprouts, so I'll have like a couple.
Let me know if you like these.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Let you know. Mm-hmm. They're good. They're just not my go-to veggie.
I think they're gonna grow on you.
Okay, so she doesn't like Brussels sprouts. I mean, a lot of people don't. It is what it is.
What's up?
What am I missing? You have me very confused.
Where are you at? Are you actually going to marry me?
If I could make a decision off of the pods and off of the last 2 weeks, I'm 1,000% in. Even with you spilling chicken and Nerf gunning, like,
you're 1,000%
kind of stuff. Oh my god. This bitch said, I'm 1,000%. I can deal with the chicken. I can deal with the chicken and the Nerf gun to marry you. Holy shit, dude.
The pods and all for the last 2 weeks, Cole? Yes. Yes, I am.
The Nerf gunning, was that the bad of a negative?
See that?
Oh, Cole. I have moments.
Look, Cole is genuinely hurt. He's like, wait, what? I'm just trying to have some fucking fun. Oh my god, dude, this is... You know, interestingly enough, couples like this a lot of times could work, right? Except for the nagging. Yeah, Zenab is kind of a square. She just nags too goddamn much. And Cole is like, hey, I'm a big kid and fun and fancy free and Nerf guns and this and that and the other. And Zenab she just makes a big deal out of everything. Like, relax.
Where I'm like so sure that I totally am. But I honest to God don't think I will know until I'm walking down that aisle to you.
You see? I think the producers are telling these women. I think the producers are telling these women, hey, dramatize it. Dramatize it. Tell them that you're not 100% sure. Dude, these producers don't give a damn about these people. They really don't. They really don't. Yeah, King Life says, Cole is fun, Xanax is boring. Yeah, that's actually correct. E-Dub says, Zenab is just too boring for Cole. It's not that she's, not only is she too boring for Cole, she takes herself too seriously. You know what I mean? She just, I don't know, like, dude, it's like she's a stick in the mud. She's like a party pooper. It's like Zenab is the type of bitch that if you were to have like a dinner party and they were to show up fashionably late and they walk in the door, we're like, oh boy, here we go. Zenab is here.
That's not what a girl who wants to marry me or is about to marry me is going to say.
If it comes to a moment where I know I'm not going to marry you, I will let
you. Okay, it's, see, I'm past that now. What I'm to now is, are you marrying me or not?
I would love to marry you. We have.
So Zenab knows, and I hate when fucking women do this shit. Zenab knows that Cole is looking for an answer, and she is just going to have fun. This is part of her. I'm not saying that this is her personality, but her doing this, this is sadistic. This is sadistic. She knows that Cole is looking for an answer. He's looking for a little bit of reassurance, because around every fucking corner, she demands reassurance from him. But as soon as he wants a little bit, it's like, she just kind of likes to dangle it.
Like insane chemistry, we laugh together, like life's not boring, we pray together. Great, sign me up, 100%.
Sign me up?
This experiment led me to you. I fell in love with someone despite the little weird things you do about your lifestyle, and it still doesn't change the fact that—
What are the weird things that I do?
It doesn't make me not love you, it does aggravate me.
What are the weird things that I do?
Throw towels on the floor.
You throw towels in the bathtub.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I pick them up off the floor, and at least they're in the bathtub.
So the bathtub is okay.
That's so much better.
You leave dishes out. You let the trash become like overflowing.
You leave hair in the toilet.
Yes, that's where my hair goes. And the next person that pees can flush it.
Dude, this
and
is.
I'm doing all, and I'm like.
This is ridiculous.
I'm doing this with you because I want to do it with you.
Wait, what's that?
This is just the living situation. It was the kitchen.
Is this too messy?
No.
Cole is killing me.
Mess can be cleaned up.
Oh my.
Tell me you still want to go through with this marriage.
Oh my fucking.
I do.
Dude, you want to know something? Here's a crazy prediction. These two are fucking going to get married, and they're going to be together for 50 fucking years. They're going to be together for fucking 50, 60 years. They're going to have like 8 kids. They're not going to be able to stand each other, but dude, I don't know. This is such a mismatch. Stay with me, guys. Stay with me. This is such a mismatch that this might actually work. Like, that's how this is how I can't even come up with a word to describe it. This is insane. This is insanity. Oh my god! Dude, Zenab does not even, like, it's not even upsetting me anymore. That's not upsetting me. It's making me laugh because this is really who the fuck she is! Guys, listen. I wouldn't bet on this. Please don't take this to the bank. But, god damn it! These two motherfuckers, dude, this is so out off the wall ridiculous between these two. It might actually work. I can't even, dude, this is, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, I'll bet Cole is regretting not getting with Colleen now, huh? Hey.
You want to go through with it.
You want to marry me.
I would love this to end.
See, she's not giving. See, she loves dangling this, guys. She's not giving him a straight answer because she knows that's exactly what he's looking for. She's not giving him a straight answer because she knows it's driving him fucking crazy. This is ridiculous.
Still chicken without you thinking I'm immature or something. We can't get past 20 minutes together. Without some type of a tripwire.
Well, this sounds like you don't want to marry me, so you should not be asking me this.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm telling you. There's been a ton of moments leading up to this where I thought we were great, and as I'm piecing the puzzle together, I don't feel good about this in this moment.
I don't know what to tell you.
Kyle says she deserves a guy like Cole to troll her till the end of her days. Fucking Life says, this is what I get for wanting to go deep. Yo, real shit. Cole is going to date, dude. After Zenab, he's going to date, like, it's going to be like 10 years. It's just going to be like airheaded fucking bimbos. Airheaded bimbos who they can't tie their shoes. Holy moly.
You're going to spill chicken. Chicken isn't a deal breaker for me. I see you picking things up. I see you making the bed. And I try to always be like, oh, you took the trash out. Oh, you made the bed. I love it.
It's the way that we relate. I want a wife who laughs with me and builds me up and isn't pissed.
I do laugh with you and I do build you up.
By every little thing that happens that isn't ideal.
It's so not fair. It is so not, that's so not fair.
I would expect my wife to just like me a little bit more, I guess.
Wow.
How can you think I don't like you?
Are you kidding me, Zenab? Look at the way you look at him. Dude, at this point, Cole is like, dude, like, okay, I'm thinking about marrying this bitch. I don't even think this girl likes me that much. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Are those chicken wings, Kyle? If those are, they're tossing chicken wings onto the floor. Oh boy. Oh boy. Jerry Raven says, I hope to God this woman never has children. Can you imagine her as a mother? Fucking hell. This is the type of bitch. This is the type of bitch whose daughters will hate her. This is the type of bitch whose daughters will fucking hate her. Oh my God.
How can you think that?
There's just moments.
What do you need from me to show you that I like you?
Loosen up. How about that?
To not feel like I'm inferior.
I have never thought that of you, ever.
Okay. Well, yeah, okay. I wouldn't have used those words, but that's the way Cole feels. That's the way Cole feels. Like, dude, listen, we know Cole has got some growing up to do, right? That's not a crime. I get it. He's got some growing up to do. He's a little immature. He's got, you know, he's got tables in the bathroom or whatever, right? But Zenab is too much of a bitch. Like, she just nags too much. There are times where your woman will nag. It's just how they are. But fam. Like, she is on him all the time. Oh my God.
Okay.
What have I done to make you feel inferior?
Just the things in the kitchen where you're gonna like...
We have different cooking techniques. That stuff on time. How did I put you down?
Every day.
Oh, boy.
It's just things that you say. Like, I want someone sweet. I want sweet Zay.
I am extremely sweet.
I am extremely sweet. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
But... pick and choose your battles. No, I'm not always going to have a great attitude. I won't.
No, Zay, I want to just not get punched in the face when I first see you after... That's...
Did not do that.
Sure felt like it.
Oh my God.
Here we are, having a wedding, and we're still coming.
You know what I feel for Cole, man? I really do. I think Cole is a good dude. See, Zenab is the type of bitch that turns good guys into fucking assholes, man. Hell, most women are, to be honest with you. But dude, Cole is just a... Dude, Cole is a good... He's a good kid. He's a good kid. He's from Texas. All-American boy, you know? He just wants to... Dude, he just wants a woman he can have some fun with, maybe goof off with. She's gonna crush his spirit, man. Women like Zenab are the kinds of women that snuff out any man. They just continue to grind him and ride him and henpeck him, all the way to the point where he just doesn't say anything anymore. He didn't say anything anymore. And Cole is like, dude, this is... Yeah, this is over, man. Look, there's no in-between with these two. They're either not going to get married or they're going to be married for 50 fucking years. And I'm not putting my money on them being married for 50 years. Cole is a good dude who just wants a girl to just fucking be nice to him. And that's not who Zenab is. That is not who Zenab is. Oh, no. King Life says, who's worse, Davina or Zenab? Oh, my God. 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 Who is... Oh, dude. I don't know. I don't know. I really, really don't know. Who is worse? Whew, boy, I'm going to have to take a rain check on that one.
Kind of like... just not even like assuming the right things, you know?
And you're telling me you want me to say yes to you on wedding day, but how does any of that today make you think that I'm going to say yes on wedding day?
See? 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 Cole is being... Yeah, Edub says, I'm glad Cole is keeping it real with her. See, what's happening now is... What's happening now is... Cole has tried... He's sort of growing right before our very eyes. He's growing right before our very eyes. He tried the goofy approach. That didn't work. He tried a little bit of confrontation. That didn't work. And now he's finally saying, look, dude, like, I just fucking want you to be nice to me. He's like, I just want you to be nice to me. And Zenab is fighting him every step of the way. And Cole, at this point, look, every man has his breaking point. Every man has his breaking point. What Cole is doing right now, this is not in his personality. It's not in his personality, which is good. Now, he should be able to channel that at times and be like, yo, check this out. This isn't going to fly. But, like, Davina, Zenab is going to snuff the life out of Cole. Like, it's, dude, I don't know how to describe it, but she will suck the life out of him, like, bit by bit, piece by piece, bit by bit. There it is. King Life says, Davina seemed to suck the soul out faster than Zenab to me. Zenab is a kill him slowly type of chick. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Davina is real quick. Nah. Zenab likes the slow burn. This bitch has issues.
I don't know what you want me to say, because this is really our last night together. I don't think the problems we have are enough to say I don't. Marriage is hard work, and I think it's going to be hard work with anyone. You just have to pick the person that you're happy to do hard work with. And
yeah, it can't be her, dude.
If that is not me for you, then that is what you need to figure out and let me know.
Yep.
Because I know I can do hard stuff with you.
Of course you can. I know I can do hard stuff with you. Zenab has never taken accountability ever. Ever. Cole is like, yo, Zenab, you're a fucking bitch. Lighten up. Well, the only reason why I'm a bitch is because you did X, Y, and Z. She's putting the ball in his court. She's like, hey, this is who I... Look. She's like, hey, look, man, this is who I am. You can take it or leave it. And look, if that's what she's saying, I got to respect her for it, but Cole needs to leave it.
Thank you for telling me how you really feel, though.
Oh, boy.
You still wanted to marry me.
If I didn't want to marry you, my stuff would already be out of that closet, and I would have been long gone.
I want this more than anyone in this experience. My proposal means a lot to me. I know that you love me. I want to say I do to you.
But love is not enough. Love isn't enough. Colleen knows it. Matt almost knows it. Cole doesn't. But Cole's about to find out that love is not enough. Just because you love... So, dude, I remember. My ex-grandmother-in-law? Darcy's grandmother. Once said, just because you love someone doesn't mean you can live with them. Real shit. Real shit.
Just be sweet. Just be unassuming.
Be unassuming. Have you met women anywhere?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. See?
I'm not going to sit here and convince you. I am a great, great girl. Your family would be crazy not to love me. I am a catch of the century.
Oh, boy. So now she is now you're giving me a verbal resume on who you are. Now you're giving I'm a catch. No, if you were a catch, you'd have been caught. If you were such a... Listen, women who come to Love is Blind are not catches. None of them are. Amber, dude, Amber was a hoe, rode the BBC Express. LC is fucking crazy. Jessica's a hoe. I mean, none of these women that come on Love is Blind, I haven't met one. I haven't seen one that is even close to worth it. Maybe there are a couple, but dude, now she's going to sit here and tell you that I'm a catch and your family would be lucky to have me. What? Oh boy.
I am.
Except for when you have a bad attitude.
Yes! 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 Holy moly! Oh man, dude, that was a body blow. Oh, that was a motherfucking body blow. Yo! That was a fucking body blow. That was a fucking body blow, dude. Zeynep had Cole in the corner. Boom, boom. She's working the body. She's going upstairs, downstairs. She's got Cole on the ropes. And then hits her with that kidney shot. She's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. I'm in a fight now. Oh, my God.
Are you bipolar?
What? Oh, no. Oh, dude. That's it. That's it. Like, that's it. He doesn't care. He doesn't care anymore. He doesn't care anymore. Oh, now she's mad.
We're having a very serious conversation.
What did I ask you just now? I asked you a question.
Yeah, right.
You asked if I was bipolar.
Yes.
Oh, are you bipolar?
Are you projecting?
What? Dude, Cola's like, dude, this is useless. This is useless. Like, there's, like, dude, nothing he says. I mean, dude. Take my
breath. You are obviously entitled to and allowed to think whatever you want. I've given you no reason to think any of those things. You're not bipolar. No.
That's all you had to say.
If you want, there are plenty of women that mm-hmm. fit the bill for what you are looking for that will be sweet to you.
Yep.
Every day of your life.
That's right.
You go find one tonight. You can find one tomorrow at your bachelor party. If that is what you want, go find it. Leave me alone for whatever you are doing with me, because I don't want to be here anymore.
So attaboy. I feel sorry for Cole, man. I really do. Like, I feel for this kid, man. I feel for this kid. Like, you know, he wanted to have some fun with his girl. He decided to cook, da-da-da-da-da. And it turned into this. And he's like, dude, I can't do this. Oh, I feel bad for Cole, man. I really do. I have felt pretty bad for guys on these dating shows. I think the dude that I felt the most bad about was Casey. Oh my God. Do you guys remember that? Oh my God. Boy Casey? Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I felt, oh God. That gutted me. God, that fucking gutted me, dude. Like, I get a lump in my throat just thinking about it. I don't know if that makes me an empath. Who knows? Maybe a psychopath. But dude, Cole just wanted to have a nice evening in with his lady. You know, he took the time to cook. And right off the bat, as soon as she walked in the door, the critique started. And Cole was like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Dre Raven says, they don't usually paint the guy sympathetically. No, they don't. But this is why we know Zeynep is an absolute train wreck. It's because they can't even find footage of her being decent to Cole. They're just like, you know what? Fuck it. We can't make Cole the bad. Dude, who the hell's going to make Cole the bad guy? Dude, Cole is, he's likable. He's happy-go-lucky. It's all good. Nobody doesn't like Cole except for his fiance. Imagine that. All right, next episode. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey. Oh, man. That dude, this, oh my God, this image right here. God damn, dude. This fucking poor guy. Yeah. Oh, uh-oh. That's it. The switch is flipped.
Sit up.
Oh, don't do it.
Please stop being an asshole.
I'm not right being now. An asshole.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying stop making this like it's me. You didn't have to walk away, Zay.
I was very truly and honestly sharing my emotions and...
No, you weren't. You were nagging.
It somehow came down to me being bipolar and...
That's what it sounded like to me. Look, I'm not a doctor. But, you know, I mean, in bipolar, there are more symptoms to bipolar 1, the most mild bipolar, than just the, you know, the mood swings. But there is definitely something going on with Zanab.
It's unfortunate to be in this place, you know, the last night together before the wedding.
Oh my gosh. I wasn't telling you to leave. It's like, if you're gonna walk out, then like tell me why and don't say it's because I said a line. That's not a line, that's me just being me.
Oh my God, this is bad.
I wasn't trying to make a smart aleck comment. I did make a smart aleck comment.
I was gonna say, yes you did. Yes you did, Cole. Of course you made a smart aleck comment, but no one's gonna blame you, man. Oh, I guess he had a birthday. He's 26 now. Dude, Cole deserved to poke her in the ribs a little bit. He deserved to poke her in the ribs. He's been taking shit from Zanab since day one. And the very first time he kind of playfully has fun with her, she walks out the door. Ay, ay, ay.
Maybe, but I was...
hurt.
I was just caught up in the moment. We've come way too far to let something petty like that phrase or that moment end us.
See, there it is. Once again, he is falling on the sword. All right, okay. It's my fault. We don't want to end it because of that. These two are not going to last. Like, Cole has almost, he's almost reached his breaking point. He's almost reached his breaking point.
I just feel like I've never felt this from you, and I just feel like you're done.
Yeah, well.
And, like, I have hope, but I don't have hope if you're done, you know?
Oh, I'm not telling you that I'm done. I'm upset that we are here. I'm done fighting. Like, I'm done with all the terrible interactions we have.
I love our
good moments. Like, why? I don't even know what exactly we're fighting about anymore.
I just can't. I can't, like, I can't sit across from you and, like, convince you of all the reasons. Like, you should marry me. You've got to come to that all on your own.
There it is. That's it. She just told him. Guys, she just told him. She's like, I'm not changing. She literally just said, look, I'm not going to sit here and try to, nope. Zanab is, look, Zanab is not going to be someone she's not. And no man or woman should do that to a degree. But, dude, like, this is square peg into a round hole type territory. It's either going to work swimmingly or it's going to crash and burn. Dre Raven says, not a doctor, but the hidden abandonment issues concealed with pushing Cole away makes Zanab seem more borderline personality disorder to me. And the fact that she creates scenes with everyone around her. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that one Carlos said he had to take the W and let it marinate. Yeah, him taking the W would have been him just letting her leave. I just let her leave. Because I don't want to be here. Cool. I'm out.
I'm not asking you to convince me to marry you. I envision myself marrying you. That's what I, like, see as best case scenario.
I don't know how we got to tonight from dance lesson and sailboat. I don't.
Yeah, you're a bitch, sweetie. That's how we got here. There's no other way to put it. There just isn't.
We had a really bad interaction. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it was neither of ours fault. How do we end tonight?
Do you want me to sleep somewhere else tonight?
No.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't want to stay.
So let's, like, prove to one another that we want this. Because if we're gonna get married in a couple days, we need to talk about everything.
All right.
And I want to assure you, there is a very, very large part of me that wants to marry you, Zeno. It's been hard to let them slide. Very large part of me wants to marry you.
Yep, Edub says still no accountability from Zenab. Yeah, she's not, like, dude, like, she is not one time said, okay, I can be a little bitchy. I can be a little bit passive aggressive. But guys, we knew it was going to get to this point, because the first day of their honeymoon, she's already talking shit about towels on the floor.
I love you.
And he's still trying to work this out with her.
I love you. I just kind of hate you a little bit too. I think I love you more.
I do think you love me. If I'm not staying somewhere else tonight, can we go back inside? Maybe we have worked too hard to
let this just go over. Ay, 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 ay.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
What is he apologizing for? Oh, I'm sorry too. All right,
sure you are. That was really hard to see you leaving. I basically gave you every chance to say no, you don't want to marry me.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't.
I would tell you. If I get up to that altar and you say I do, and I'm
you're gonna
like,
say I do too.
I can see myself saying I do.
Oh boy, here we go.
So excited.
The Bride Squad. I'm going to leave it there, guys.